This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The number of people filing unemployment claims skyrocketed in Massachusetts last week, as it did around the country. There's no end in sight to the spread of the coronavirus, and some economists warn things could get a lot worse before they get better. WBUR Simone Rios has been following the new unemployment numbers today. He joins us now. Simone, first off, give us some of the jobless numbers for the state.
So let's start with the week before last, when none of the shutdown measures were in place here in the U.S. You had about 7,500 people who filed claims in this state. Then last Monday, in one day alone, you had nearly 20,000 people filing. That actually increased as the days went on last week. And by the end of the week, you had almost 150,000 claims, which amounts to a nearly 19-fold increase.
So we're talking about a discrete period of time, but can we say right now what this means for the state's economy?
You know, even the Federal Reserve chairman says this could be a recession. But the big question now is how long this is going to keep up. No one can really answer that. I spoke to MIT economist Tom Kochan. He says the stimulus bill that goes before the U.S. House tomorrow is going to be crucial, not just for the workers and businesses suffering under this crisis, but for the entire economy.
The stimulus helps on two accounts. First, it helps keep some businesses functioning at some minimal level. And secondly, it keeps some money in the pockets of consumers, of workers, and keeps them either employed or getting benefits. And so there'll be more financial resources built up to be able to spend as business comes back. So it really is critical.
And Kohan says if the free fall goes on much longer, there could be a need for another stimulus bill after the current one. Clearly, a lot of people hurting. But he also points out that a lot of people won't be covered, at least under the current rules, by unemployment. Undocumented workers, contracted workers. There could be some relief on the horizon. But Kohan says these workers really need to be considered as well.
And what about the people who do qualify for unemployment? There seems to be a lot of frustration out there. Have they been able to get any benefits?
Yeah, from the people I've heard from, it's a mixed bag. Some still haven't received their first checks, and others got theirs after a few days. Another thing people are complaining about is the inability to get support from the staff at the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, which is handling unemployment. You know, no one could have imagined this kind of spike in demand. And the state is saying it's recruiting people who don't normally work on unemployment to help meet the demand.
What are you hearing from some of the employers out there you've spoken with?
I spoke to Kara Tondorf. She's a restaurant owner in Scituate. She normally employs 65 people. She said she's had to lay off 90% of them. She says she's doing curbside pickup at one of her restaurants and charging a $5 fee that's going into a fund to help her unemployed workers.
So I'm able to keep a good portion of my kitchen staff on. I had to lay off my GM there, you know, the higher salaried people. And then I'm bringing in a couple of my tipped employees just to do the takeout, answer the phones, run the food. But again, I've also started a fund there where the tips and the $5 fee I'm taking and I'm distributing to different people weekly just to put something in their pockets.
Simone, for her workers who she's had to lay off, have they been able to collect unemployment?
You know, she said all of them have applied. Even she has applied as a business owner, but none of them have yet to receive any benefits. The state says part of the problem could be that banks have to sign off on new direct deposits. But at the end of the day, this really is an unprecedented situation.
WBUR Simone Rios, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.